following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Don't you hate it when your pen runs out of ink?
Use a pencil.
Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, folks, back with you here. I want to thank Greg Shea, Spencer Schubert, Todd Gatula for filling in the last couple of programs. Adam Rittenberg yesterday, Chris Connor. Thanks to all the guests that have been with us the last couple of programs. Yesterday, got a chance to be in Omaha, Cox Classic Media Day. We're going to have Scott Gucheski on the program tomorrow. Steve Friesen is going to be on the program next week. Tournament director Chad Martison in a couple of weeks as we lead you up to the Cox Classic. And as I start with that, I just want to tell you one more thing. We've got a package put together, Jeff. We still have that Cox Classic, one of those Cox Classic packages. To your knowledge, I'm pretty sure we still do, right?
Yeah, for sale on BuyEasy Auction. Yep.
Yeah, BuyEasyAuction.com. And if you want more information, you can just email us here at the program. But it's over $750 value that gets you into the clubhouse. It gets you in every day, two tickets to the really good spots. And then there's tickets to get you in for two a day every day. And this is over a $750 value. If you go to the Cox Classic, if you want to go to the Cox Classic, it includes all kinds of great stuff. And we can find out. You can go to buyeasyauction.com to find out the details. You can go to our Facebook page. Jeff has put some information up on that, so check that out as well. And we're going to let it go for way less than half price. So
when is it?
If you're interested, it's August 2nd through the 5th. It's that whole week. Festivities actually begin July the 30th, but it is August 2nd through the 5th. They've got Kelly James coming in, a national recording artist who's been at the Phoenix Open. And everybody compares Omaha to Phoenix as a party atmosphere. Everybody loves it. We're going to be talking about that. And if you're interested and you want more information, or you can just go to buyeasyauction.com and buy it today. But if you need more information, email us here at the program, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Damon Day, my special co-host on the program today, and 12 teams in 12 days. That's right. Over the next 12 days, we'll be previewing every team in the conference. That's why Adam Rittenberg joined us yesterday, ESPN blogger for the Big Ten Network. And today we're going to start with Illinois. They have a new coach, and what a difference. It was almost, and I don't want to throw it in, but everything comes back to Nebraska. It was almost like how Bill Callahan went out in the way it came down. Bill Callahan comes off that Big 12 North Championship the next year, out the door. Ron Zook in Illinois started 6-0 last year, finished 7-6. He's out the door. They've got a new head football coach. They've got some talent. Tim Beckman takes over. Of course, they got quarterback Nate Shielhaze, but they're a little weak at running back and wide receiver. They're going to be okay on defense, at least on paper. And that's all you can really go off right now. And we'll talk about a couple of their kids that are up for the Bednarik Award. And that's coming up in our next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But Damon Day with us. It is All-Star Night. Hey, how's it going, man? I heard you just came back from vacation.
Yep. Spent a couple days with in the Omaha area doing some vacations go around recruiting. I wish I could say that it was just a straight family vacation, but got my first taste of Mahoney State Park with my little boy and my little girl, and got to go to the water park there. So had a blast, and it was a good time away. And then hit the ground running yesterday and trying to get some recruiting wrapped up. It's hard to explain to young people that just because you sign a letter of intent doesn't mean you're registered for classes or accepted to school or have an apartment and everything else is all set. So right now we're in that process of tracking down some paperwork and just getting ready for some, you know, fall ball's on its way. But I'm more excited about college football than I am about our fall ball season. Fall ball season, that's what I do for a living, but, you know, sports and college athletics is a hobby, and real excited that summer's almost over and ready to head into the fall.
How will the Akron Zips be this year?
You know, the Zips are – watch out. You know, they got that playoff system now. All you got to do is get in. So, you know, it'll be very, very interesting to see how they do.
Well, last night the home run derby won by Prince Fielder. Did you watch?
No. No, not at all.
I also found out something interesting. You're not going to necessarily watch the All-Star game tonight, being the big baseball fan that you are. What's up with that? You need a break just like all the other players?
Oh, not at all. It's just not even fun to watch. And really, I enjoy watching Major League Baseball. You know, I enjoy watching parts of the games. I enjoy watching certain pitchers pitch. I enjoy watching certain aspects of it. But every day, just to sit down on the couch and watch a game is not anything that I would like to do. And you know, I always say is that the college game and the pro game are so different. There's so much just more ego in the pro. I mean, if you think about watching a professional baseball game, it's like watching them play at half speed. No one plays hard anymore. You know, if no one really takes that extra base, it's just a different game to watch. And the home run derby, that's made for TV, and that's just not something that I'm into. And so, you know, those guys are hitting all these home runs. I mean, no offense to ESPN, but Berman. I mean, how many different – I mean, what? How many home
back,
runs? Are,
back, back, gone!
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was gone. I mean, they're professional hitters getting lollipops thrown to them. I mean, it's not – It was fun to see Cano go over and get booed and harassed the way he did. I loved it. I loved the national outrage. Like, how could they do that to him? And I was more like, you know, how could you not get Butler on the roster in his own home park? You deserve it. And then to go over, I think just is, you know, I think that's even better.
There was some debate this morning while I was listening to Mike and Mike, and you may realize that most all of the national hosts have the day off today. I think a lot of that has to do with prep for the Jimmy V auction that's going to be on air nationally tomorrow. But they, at one point this morning, somebody said Billy Butler declined the invitation. But that I only heard it once, and then everybody else is complaining about it. So I'm going to guess that maybe he didn't decline the invitation. I just love the part that the Yankee is getting booed in Kauffman Stadium. And I understand the, oh, why do you got to go there? You know what? Kansas City fans, Chief fans, a lot of people like going to Chief games. I've never heard a lot of bad things. Of course, with baseball, what would you know? I mean, since they're not competitive, there have always been friendly fans down there. Hey, yeah, you're coming in. I mean, there was seemed to be more Cardinal cheers when they came into Kauffman Stadium last month. But I guess I found it somewhat comical, and I always like to see a Yankee fail.
It is what it is from the standpoint of it's a slow time right now. I mean, look at how they're treating the Dwight Howard situation. I mean, nothing's really going on, but they give you an update every hour about what he's doing. And then, you know, there's not much to talk about, so you got to just start, you know, kind of looking for things. And when you look for things, you got to blow them out of proportion. And I think this is one of those situations. I feel, and what I've read and what I know, if Butler got offered, he would have done it because I think he understands what it would have meant to the KC fans. I mean, if I'm looking at it this morning, if I'm a Dodger fan, I'm livid. Matt Kemp can't play for us, but he can go out and promote himself. I mean, that's just kind of what pro sports has turned into, in my opinion, and that's why I think that there's a lot of, you know, I don't know, how would you say, I think that's why they've lost their cult following. I think that's why baseball is really struggling from the standpoint of everybody loves to go to a game, But if you look at the TV ratings and things like that, it's down. And why is it down? Because the games are so late at night. And, you know, it's just become such a self-promoting game that it's just kind of people who are working for a living and doing their thing just cannot relate anymore on any level to these guys. And so I love it that Robinson Cano was booed last night. I'm sure he didn't lose any sleep over it.
No.
I think it's kind of like the dunk contest. It's run its course. There's only so many different things you can do. And, I mean...
Well, yeah, but it's not run its course because it was a sellout last night. So, as long as they can...
Well, that's different.
Seats,
that's different. When you're going there, I mean, when you're going to an event and you go to... I mean, half of the fun of going to a big league ballpark is just being there.
Oh, yeah.
Just the epic size of it and how nice it is and just, you know, all those things that go into being at a... At, I mean, I always say is, are there really that many college baseball fans in Omaha? No, but it's a great place to go. It's a great venue. It's a good family entertainment, and it used to be affordable when it was at Rosenblatt, and now it's not affordable anymore. And so, you know, it's very interesting to see how all those things have changed over the years.
David Day joining me, Doug Duda, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love to hear from you, 888-455-ESPN. You'll also need that number for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia towards the end of the program, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number to catch up with us here. You can always email us. Plus, we're still looking and will be looking for more contestants for the hot dog eating contest. We've got a good base to start with, but hey, it's Friday, so you've only got a couple of days to make that commitment, folks. Love to hear from you. Email us, call Jeff, our producer, at the number I just gave you, and we want you in the hot dog eating contest at the Hilltop Mall Friday. From 11 to 1 is how long the show will go, but the contest lasts 30 minutes. We get going around 11:20, 11:30 once everything's prepared. Contestants need to be there at 11 to sign their waivers. Yep. We have to do that. Now we've become so big, we've got waiver sheets. But you sign those, you get in, and men, women, and children, I hear we've got a couple of the youngsters trying to come back and improve. We could eventually have the start of like a 30-year-in-a-row hot dog contestant. So I'm looking forward to Sam and Nat coming back and dominating on Friday. Josh Jeldon, one of our, I think our first champion, is going to be back among the folks that will be at the Hilltop Mall. So if you want to do it, let us know, because we don't want you to get shut out on Friday, which nearly happened last year, because you got to have enough hot dogs for everybody. Hate to be in a contest and run out of hot dogs. Because Kerry Troutman and the gang always do a great job for that. So let us know if you'd like to be in. We want you in. Great prizes, better than ever. Hilltop Mall, air conditioning, and it goes on this Friday. So you hate the All-Star game. We've got that figured out already. But there's not a whole lot going on. And since I've been out a couple of days, epic Wimbledon over the weekend. Both the men's and women's were really good. I feel sorry. I watched a little bit Sunday morning of Andy Murray just getting the life sucked right out of him. In any athletic forum, you can see that happen at any time when the perennial champion, well, you know, when the Yankees are beating you, let's face it, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Baltimore Orioles, all the teams that have been dormant for however many years you want to say, 20, 30, you know they're not going to hit the finish line this year, and at some point, the big bad bully is going to beat him down, and that's what it was with Federer on Sunday. Even though some pretty good stuff, if you're a tennis fan.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I think anytime you watch sports and you see someone like Federer dominate in his craft and go out and do his, you know, and Murray had to come out and play a lot faster earlier and didn't. And I mean, the longer it went, the more and more chance you knew Murray didn't have it, and by the end of it, Federer had him right where he wanted, and even. I just think I just loved watching it from the standpoint of Federer went into the lion's den and then just broke everyone's heart. I mean, they kept showing the one of the princesses and her sister. I don't even know all that. My wife was explaining that to me, that they got as much airtime as I think the actual tennis did. But, you know, at the end of the day, that is just a champion's champion right there, is Federer just going in there and just breaking the hearts of, you know, not only everyone that was there, but an entire country. And I love Great Britain to begin with, and as a history guy, the guy's not even from England. He's like from Scotland, but they'll just take anybody right now. They'll just jump on board with any. That guy's one of us, you know. So, you know, but I think it's probably more amazing the downfall of American tennis. I mean, what was it, the last of great, I mean, who was the last great American?
Well,
Sampras, I mean, obviously, but.
After Sampras, Andy Roddick just wasn't as good as Federer. And then Nadal came around, and then Djokovic, and Roddick is unfortunately out the door. Now you've got Marty Fish was the 10th seed at Wimbledon. So I guess that's who you got there. It's exciting if you like it. We still got the Williams sisters. Right now it's Serena going out and taking care of business on the women's side of thing. Rex Burkhead makes the Maxwell list. 65 guys on there. I ask you, the listeners, this. Are you surprised? I'm a little bit surprised. Taylor Martinez and Rex Burkhead's Heisman Trophy odds are either exactly the same, or one's 25-1 and one's 30-1 if you on most of the sites that have that for you. And Taylor Martinez, who was last year, is not this year a Maxwell Award preseason. And basically anybody that breathed and did anything last year is on that list. And they could add him. I mean, these are just things to talk about the award. They bring the guys that were good and were all conference first team selections last year. If they're returning, they're on there. And then if somebody gets off to a good start like Martinez did his freshman year, he'll get on there. And then they'll send a semifinal list out on October 29th. So you better not just play your best football in November.
Well, what is it? There's 103 NCAA Division I football programs.
Oh, no, we're up to 124.
Okay, so there's 124. So just over little less than a third.
Nobody from Akron.
Nobody from Akron.
Nobody from Duke.
Nobody from. But, you know, you think that's a list of saying, okay, here's one third of the best football players in college football. I mean, there's not. I mean, like you said, they're trying to fill up names, and Martinez has given us a slice of what he could be. I mean, when he went off or before he hurt the ankle, I mean, and was a Heisman candidate and all that good stuff and all the hype. I mean, that was just a short snippet of a season, but you keep thinking, man, if that guy could do that for every game, how good could he be? But unfortunately, no one has seen him be able to do it beyond that stretch. And so he's getting a lot of that attention for what he could be. What we have seen him do, you know, in spurts is amazing. But consistency-wise, he is nowhere near, you know, the caliber of some of those guys. And unfortunately, you know, unfortunately, that's going to be the make or break moving into the year. I love when everybody, you know, everybody talks Husker football all the time. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to whether that guy can get it done like he did when we saw that glimpse of brilliance. Because let's face it, if he can't, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I guess I disagree because I have confidence in Martinez. I think what's going to make or break this season is if the defense can replace Dennard and Crick and all of the great players that went in the draft. And do we have somebody? I don't think we have players that are that good. Do we have enough of them that are good enough, though? I think for the first time under Coach Pelini, it's going to rely on the defense, because I'm not, just like I wasn't worried about Brett Maher taking over the kicking duties, I'm not worried about Taylor Martinez. He's going to be a third-year starting quarterback. He's got Rex Burkhead with him, and he's obviously, whoever's going to be out there catching the ball will be able to catch the ball better than anybody did last year on this football team. So, and we're going to be talking Husker football, well, let's see, every day, every time on this show, just like everybody else does. So that's what makes it fun. And we're going to be talking here with Brian Barnhart of the Illini in just a little bit. Also, state match play is going on out of Warri Dunes. We'll keep you up to date on that. Danielle Lemick trying for her eighth consecutive state championship. When it comes to amateurs, she's got the four on the high school. She's got the four on the match play, on the match play. Now she's trying to finish it out on the stroke play, but only a two-shot lead today over Haley Teal of Wahoo. We'll talk about all that, Troutman's Tuesday trivia, and Illinois football. Our 12 teams in 12 days in the Big Ten Conference starts when we come back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Don't let another summer pass you by because you're chained to your office computer. You can still get work done and enjoy the season. What do? Use GoToMyPC. It's the missing link. Turns your laptop, iPad, iPhone into your office computer so you can be away from the office and still be productive. With GoToMyPC by Citrix, you can work on any program, any file, any document from anywhere, no matter where you are, on vacation, at the pool, at the beach, backyard. So simple. With GoToMyPC, get things done on your time. Try it today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin, then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com, Try It Free, promo code Colin. Don't let another summer pass you by because you're chained to your office.
CTS Clinical is the brand new doctor-formulated weight loss system with ingredients clinically proven to shed 21 pounds in only 12 weeks. Get the brand new CTS Clinical without a prescription exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
There are happy hours, and then there are HK happy hours. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to take advantage of the best happy hours around. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you get a buck off all long necks. Thursdays, it's $1.50 pints. Fridays, all drinks are half price from 3 to 6. And on Saturdays, tackle our $2.50 24-ounce big cans of beer. On Sundays, it's 11 buck 100-ounce towers and 12 buck buckets. And remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better direct-to-you VIP offers and monthly gift card drawings.
The 2012 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Can someone get in the best of you? Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City plays host as Rangers outfielder Josh Hamilton leads the American League against Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp in the National League.
Driven well, center field, turning, looking, gone.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Tuesday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a spotty chance for a shower storm later today as well. Most of the area stays dry, though, with a high at 88 with a light northeast wind. Tonight, we'll head back to 64 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doesn't matter where I go, even out of town, you see folks smiling with the Midway dealership logo on the back of their car, truck, SUV, van. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's new, whether it's pre-owned. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram can take care of you. Stop by and see them on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're great sales staff. We'll have things set up for you. You can do financing online. You can check out the product online. Their inventory is there at the great website, thinkmidway.com. And if you're not in the market right now for a different vehicle, you just need some work done on yours, they've got specials up on their Facebook page. They've got specials up on thinkmidway.com. Whether you need a brake job, whether you just need to go through the Mopar Quick Lube, get a $30 oil change in less than 30 minutes, they take care of it all. And they do it quick, and then if there's some problems with your vehicle, maybe the fluid's wrong, maybe there's a crack somewhere, maybe there's a leak somewhere, they're going to go over that with you, and you can make the decision on what you want to do to get that fixed, and they'll take care of it for you as well. At the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac in Kearney. I can't wait. I'm fired up!
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 26th through the 28th. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Leaders Division for today's team,
Illinois,
the Fighting Illini.
It's time for 12 teams in 12 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And to start things off, let's go with Illinois, the Fighting Illini, who got off to such a great start last season. Then the wheels came off, and a new regime with Coach Beckman taking things over and trying to get Illinois to not only start the season strong, but to finish the season strong. And the voice of the Illini, Brian Barnhart, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, great to catch up with you again. How's everything in Illini country?
Well, going well. We'll be in Chicago here in a couple of weeks, believe it or not. So, looking forward to that.
You've got the red carpet rolled out for everybody to roll in, or do you leave that up to the Northwestern boys?
Well, that's it's interesting because Northwestern has a lot of big billboard campaigns they've had in recent years. It's funny because their AD Jimmy Phillips was a guy that was a manager here in Champaign on the basketball team. Eventually, has done a great job at Northwestern, but they started a campaign up there a few years ago about Chicago being Northwestern's Big Ten, or Chicago being the town for Northwestern, instead of the University of Illinois, and we've got a ton of alums up there. So that's been kind of a sore spot between Illinois and Northwestern fans the last couple of years. So it's interesting, that Chicago's the host, and they have been. They do a great job up there, and looking forward to getting back up there.
Brian, did Northwestern fans start to come out of the woodwork once they finally started getting good and Illinois just wasn't where they wanted to be, or is it still Illinois proud?
Oh, I think it's, you know, like I said, there's a ton of alums for both schools in Chicago. You know, Northwestern obviously was a doormat of the league for years and years and years, and in the 90s, under Gary Barnett, they took off, and then Pat Fitzgerald has done a really good job of maintaining a very competitive program and a program that, you know, routinely gets the bowl games. So that in itself is a big change, and Illinois has been more up and down. You know, they've been to the Sugar Bowl and back down. They've been to the Rose Bowl and back down to two wins. And the last couple of years, you know, in fact, the last year you mentioned the record, 6-0 at the start, was kind of typical of the way the program has been at times down through the years. Can be very, very good at 6-0 and then not very good at 0-6, and that frustrates a lot of people at times.
Brian Barnhart, voice of the Illini, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. For Nebraska fans that only are interested in the other 11 teams when they play them, let's recap what happened, Brian. Where did things go wrong last year midway through the season?
Well, it was funny because we clinched a bowl berth, I think, in early October with a win at Indiana against the Hoosiers, and things just kind of went downhill from there. I mean, they... a lot of things happened. The offense sputtered. There was got a little bit exposed at receiver as far as the amount of depth that they had. You know, A.J. Jenkins wound up doing the majority of the catching and wound up, of course, in the NFL as a draft choice out west in San Francisco. But they didn't have any other go-to receivers, so teams kind of shut that down. We had some injuries in the backfield. That slowed down the offensive attack. And then Nathan Schielhaus, who had a very good freshman year, continued to improve during that second year, but you know, with the limited ability of the receivers to get open, a more of a second deep threat, that kind of stymied things. And then the offensive line had a couple of injuries that really they were unable to plug during the course of the year. They moved some redshirt freshmen around to try to plug a tackle position, and Schielhaus just never had any time to throw. And that's something they're going to, you know, hopefully have shored up this time around. They've got the running backs back and healthy, Donovan Young and Josh Ferguson, who had a great spring. And so hopefully that'll be better. But a combination of factors, the offense put the defense in some really tough spots with turnovers at key times. And then, you know, in football, when momentum gets going the right direction, it can build in a hurry, and it can happen go downhill in a hurry too. And then the pressure started to mount, and then with the threatening of the, you know, the coach, Ron Zook, losing his job, it all just kind of fell apart at the very end with a really bad-looking loss at Minnesota, and he was fired the next day, and then they did win the bowl game against UCLA, which salvaged kind of a little bit of pride at the end of the year.
As I'm looking over Illinois, and you touched on it, so you kind of took me into my next question, Schielhaus looked to be obviously very good at quarterback, and then it didn't look like maybe he was going to have a whole lot to work with. You are more confident. His O-line looks like it's going to be okay. You are confident that there is running back and wide receiver talent to help him out?
Yeah, Donovan Young is going to be a star. Josh Ferguson had a really outstanding spring, as I mentioned. I think he was injured probably the second or third game last year and just never really got to show what he can do. So I think that's a pretty good 1-2 combination. They did lose their fullback, Jay Prosh, as a young man that had a family situation down in Alabama. He went back closer to be to the state of Alabama to be closer to his mom. And he was an outstanding fullback the year that Mikel LeShore ran for all his yards that helped him get to the NFL. So we're going to miss him, obviously, not being there. But, you know, they're pretty confident with guys like Zach Becker and some other guys that will help in the running game. The offensive line, we'll see. They've got a year of experience. They've got a solid center in Graham Posick. They've got some guys back that have played, and they've juggled some things around a little bit on the offensive line to try to shore that up, and hopefully they've done it. I'm confident they have. The problem is they just didn't have a lot of depth at that particular spot, but I think they've got some guys with another year of experience that will be better.
Brian Barnhart, voice of the Illinois football program and Fighting Illini Sports, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. As we'll do with all our guests, we'll ask Brian who he thinks is going to be in the championship game at the end of the year. But the preseason awards, so we can talk about them, I guess, Brian. Some lists came out yesterday. A couple of kids on the Bittner Award list from Illinois, and Jonathan Brown, Michael Buchanan leading your defense. Tell me a little bit about those two.
Well, Buchanan is a guy that, you know, got overshadowed a little bit last year by Whitney Mercilus, who just, you know, stormed to the top of the charts as far as sacks. He tied Simeon Rice's all-time sack record at Illinois, a kid that kind of came out of nowhere and was a great, great story. And Buchanan just kind of quietly put up some really solid numbers that, you know, without Mercilus being there, would have gotten a lot more attention. So, yeah, I think they're expecting a big year from him. And Jonathan Brown is just kind of, you know, you knew he was a talented kid, and then he took off, you know, in his freshman year, and then just had a fabulous second half to last year, and, you know, they're really, really high on his ability. He's got great athleticism. He reads the defenses extremely well. He's very, very fast. You know, and this was a defense under Vic Koning, who is now out east, out at North Carolina as a coordinator out there, but this was a defense that, if you look at it, was in the top 10 in several statistics last year. And several of those guys are back. They're going to miss Mercilus, obviously, on the front of that line. But they've got some guys that are back, and Terry Hawthorne is an outstanding corner who's probably an NFL-capable defensive back at some point, I would think, just with his speed and athleticism. And they're probably going to use him two ways, on offense and defense. So those are three key guys, I think. Hawthorne in the secondary. Shuposani is back. You've got Jonathan Brown, of course, as you mentioned, and Buchanan up front, and so their defense, I think, is going to be fine. The trick will be with the offense. They're going back to an offense that was run a little more when Ron Zook was here early in his tenure by Mike Locksley, who was the offensive coordinator, with much more of the spread, quick hitting, tempo offense. They went away from that a little bit the last couple of years.
A couple minutes left here with Brian Barnhart. Kind of continue on that, the changes we'll see with Coach Beckman, what he brings over from Toledo, what you're already seeing and hearing and getting through spring ball with him.
Well, I think the big thing was that, you know, obviously they had to shake the sour taste of what happened at the end of last year, because that just, you know, we were talking in early October about, okay, which New Year's Day bowl are we going to play in? And then suddenly you don't win again and you wind up in beautiful San Francisco, which was a very nice bowl. They were great, but that's not where you expected to be on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. So I think that was just coming in and kind of settling everything down. He's a really, he talks and his energy is like a football coach. You know, he's got a lot of neat ideas as far as team unity, and he established some interesting contests between the different members of the team as far as who is rewarded with stakes for a great spring or academics and so forth. So I think he's just kind of bringing in a new culture, some new ideas, kind of a fresh set of eyes. But, you know, I know you're looking for the answers on the field, and I think he can plug in a lot of the same guys, the Shieldhouses, the Donovan Youngs, the you know, Langfords at receiver, the, you know, key guys that he can put in. And, again, Shieldhouse is with his, I think, third different offensive coordinator set up, although this one is more like the system that he studied when he was redshirting that first year. So I think he'll settle in well. Quick-hitting offense, if you saw Beckman's teams at Toledo, they were very high octane. They, I think, led the nation or were near the top in the country in points and you know, the amount of points they scored and the amount of possessions they had. And so they're very effective that way. And then I think the defense, they'll just carry over from what they did last year. And you know, the goal will be for this team is to get off to a good start, because the middle of the season is very, very tough. And you probably noticed that or know that already. It's just they've got to get off to a good start.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you're reading my mind today, Brian, which is great. It makes it easier for me. The non-conference, you never know about the MAC teams in Western Michigan. Anytime you got a directional Michigan school, they seem to step up and do some good things. But obviously the key game will be at Arizona State, then Charleston Southern, Louisiana Tech. But the first three conference games, home against Penn State, at Wisconsin, at Michigan, bye. They need to make it to October 14th and still be alive.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. And the Arizona State game, you know, who knows? They changed coaches. They had Dennis Erickson, both coaches in that game, eventually got let go, or Ron Zook and Dennis Erickson. So we'll see what they have out there in the desert. And historically, Big Ten teams in general have not always fared well going to that particular time zone. So we'll see how they do out there. But, yeah, those are games that are all winnable early. But you mentioned the at Wisconsin, who's probably one of the favorites. You know, obviously at Michigan with Denard Robinson, you've got, a homecoming game with Indiana at home. That's your only game at home in October. So you've got to take care of business there if you can. But if they can get off to a decent start, slug their way through the middle, you know, it finishes up okay where they've got a chance to get some wins at the end. So the key will be to get off to the good start.
Obviously, a smart move to always schedule Indiana as your homecoming game. Brian,
we play them every year regardless. So,
Brian, I see folks kind of have Illinois in the middle of the pack, behind Wisconsin and Ohio State, which I would think would be consensus. But hey, if you're going to be better than Penn State, if you're going to be better than Purdue, that's a start. Who do you see playing in the championship game? And right now, what's your gut feeling tell you about what Illinois will do this year?
Well, like I said, I think the start will be the key. I've seen everywhere, predict. Some people think, boy, this team could win based on the schedule at the beginning and the end, 7 or 8 games. I've seen a lot of magazines pick them at 6-6 because I'm not sure they know which way to go on it. Obviously, Wisconsin probably would have to be the favorite, I would think. They just do it year after year with Brett Bielema up there. They're very consistent. You know what you're going to get. Week in and week out. So I would say, Wisconsin is a team that would be a favorite. Ohio State, who knows how they're going to play. Obviously, with Urban Meyer there, they're going to be good. They're always good, regardless of who the coach is. But what state of mind will they be in? Will they be fired up, motivated, not being able to, play in the postseason? Or will they use that to their advantage or not? We'll see. So, and Penn State, who knows what's going to happen out there with all that happened with Joe Paterno and his passing and all the scandal that's out there. So, they've got a chance. If they can take care of business at home, you mentioned the early games at home in the Big Ten Conference, sneak one of those out on the road or do something like that. They give themselves a chance to be near the top of that division, depending on what happens to some of those other teams, I think, more mental than physical. And then, Nebraska, obviously, Michigan, it's hard to go against what Michigan did last year with their new coach, Brady Hoke, and how far Denard Robinson. We've seen enough of Denard Robinson over the last few years up close and personal. We had a triple overtime game with them a couple of years ago up in Ann Arbor that stands out in my memory. But I would say, although between those three teams, I would say never overlook Michigan State either.
Well, it is going to be an exciting time. Brian, we'll see you when we get to Chicago, and sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Enjoy your week.
Yeah, we will. Thanks, and hopefully it won't be too hot when you come up there. It's been a hot one here in this part of the country. So.
Well, they finally backed it down here. At least 90 seems cool now. Brian, take care, man.
Hey, you're very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Brian Barnhart, the voice of Illini Sports, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One down, 11 more to go. They sound like it. What do you take from that, Damon? Damon Day, co-hosted today on the show. What do you?
A lot of what ifs. A lot of if this goes, good Lord willing, things will work out. I think there's just a lot of unknown. I mean, Beckman had a lot of success at Toledo, not as quite as much success as some of the mid-major school coaches have done. So I think there's just a lot of, what's he going to do? I mean, let's face it, going from the MAC to going to where he's going now to one of the most powerful conferences in the country, I mean, that's going to take him, from a coaching standpoint, some opportunity to figure out what do we really need. I mean, I know what we needed to be successful at Toledo. Well, now you're in a whole different pond from the standpoint of what are we going to need to be successful here. And so I think that when people are picking him at 6-6, 7-6 in that area, I think they're right where you just don't know. And when you don't know, you kind of go, you err on the side of caution. I think that's what, listening to him speak is, he didn't really give us a lot of what they're going to hang their hat on. They have some guys there, obviously, what he's talking about, the skill positions to do some things that they feel that they can do, but feeling that they can do it and them doing it at the Big Ten level is a whole nother thing. And so when you have three offensive coordinators in 3 years for a quarterback, that just never spells great. That just never spells continuity and a guy understanding day in and day out. And you look at some of you look at what it takes for a quarterback to be successful at the Division I level, and it takes continuity. It takes knowing being that second coach on the field. And when you have three offensive coordinators in 3 years, you're not going to have that continuity. And so, it is definitely one of those situations to where you will just have to wait and see. But I don't think that'll be a factor at all in the Big Ten.
Here's what I see. I mean, they're at Wisconsin, they're at Michigan, they're at Ohio State. That's over. That's a over run right there. With Ohio State not being eligible to play in the postseason game, everybody's going to look at Wisconsin. Illinois looks to me, though, if it doesn't work out in this first year at Ohio State, which, who knows, Urban Meyer could do a great job, and it's just not there. It fell apart too much. Illinois could be anywhere from second to fifth in that leaders division. Wisconsin seems so far ahead, and Indiana seems so far behind. But they got to beat Penn State in that first game. And if they can survive, their last three are Minnesota, Purdue, Northwestern. And when you come off that conference record, which at the time could be 2-3, 1-4, it's going to be tough for them. So we'll see how things go with Illinois. We've got more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite for more than 30 years. Or if you're looking for a lunch on the lighter side, try their chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad, available at both locations in Kearney, also North Platte, Cozad, and Lexington. We've got golf. We've got tennis. We've got football. We've got to talk about the new quarterback commit for the Huskers. Big get. We'll do all that after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a spotty chance for a shower storm later today as well. Most of the area stays dry, though, with a high at 88 with a light northeast wind. Tonight we'll head back to 64 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, home of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming your way tonight. And folks, don't forget to vote on our poll question every day, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. When you vote on our poll question, maybe you're a member of the Mobile Rewards Club, you pick up points, you accumulate those points, and we give things away. It's all free as part of the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. Which is more embarrassing? hitting zero home runs in the Home Run Derby, failing to land a dunk in the dunk contest. Damon Day, special co-host today, which is more embarrassing? You get a minute to put down a meaningful dunk, and you get at least 10 swings in the Home Run Derby.
I would have to say the dunk thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going 0-for in the Home Run Derby. Just because you're just trying to get that first one out, and in the dunk contest, it's for flair. It isn't for distance in the Home Run Derby. That would be my first thing. You just got to get them out.
But that's, you can okay. Do the old alley-oop off the backboard just to get one in.
Yeah, but then you don't go to the next round. You're
but
done.
That's all, we're just talking about saving face now.
Imagine missing that.
Probably happened.
Yeah, imagine missing that. Folks, you log on and vote. We'd love to get your opinion as always. ESPNSuperstation.com. Pretty down the middle, which team, yesterday's poll question, which team will win tonight's All-Star game? We're in American League country. 60% say the American League, 40% say the National League. I'm guessing that's Royals versus Cub fans right there. So that was our poll question from yesterday. Right now, I want to talk just a little bit, since we've got you in here, Dame, about UNK baseball. Always got kids, no matter what program you are. They're trying to find a place to play over the summer. How does that go about? You've got about 15 kids that are out there. Some of them probably haven't even really played a lot at UNK. They're trying to get better so that they can get some playing time. Others are trying to improve their stock to possibly maybe go on to the next level. You got all these kids out there. Are they all playing the same level of summer ball? How do you find places for all these kids? You got to find them, or they come looking for them?
We place everybody in the fall, and then kind of sort it out from there. And it's kind of one of those things to where the less you play, the more important summer ball is to get the reps and whatnot. So it's kind of the guy that's trying to come up, and then the next level of guys is the guys that are trying to maybe see what they can do, And so to see what they can do after college baseball type of thing. And so, most of the time our best players or our top players have gone off to the Northwoods League, which is probably the second best league in the country. Chandler Clutie, our all-region catcher, had numerous opportunities to go up there this summer, but unfortunately with our lack of success, Chandler had to catch a lot of innings this year, and so he made the decision, and we made the decision sitting down with him together that it was probably just better for him to sit back home and get his legs back under him and get ready to go for a great senior year. So kind of proud of him for really making a decision based upon the program. Personally, it would have been better for him just to go play no matter how tired he was. But from our standpoint, he does and what he brings to the table for us is so important. So him staying home was a really unselfish move. And as a head coach, you just love to see guys buy in so much to the program that they put their own personal wants or needs to the side and do their thing. But I'm also really proud of the guys who were so disappointed in how they played last year and how things went for us last year that they went out and made some changes and are trying to do some things to get better for us.
You got them all over the place as usual, in Idaho. You got some kids in Omaha and Iowa and kids all over the place, Denver, out in Colorado. You got a couple kids that are doing okay at Wichita, though, you tell me.
Yeah, without a doubt. The team, Walter Johnson's a good up-and-coming league, and Michael Hahn has done a phenomenal job. I think he's 4-0 right now as a starter with an ERA under 2. And so he's doing a great job, and that's something that he needed to do. He was a guy that we counted on early and really faltered late. And so for him to go and have some success during the summer, I think it's going to bode very well for him. And we're also real proud of what Manny Reinsch, a Kearney kid, a runs a grad, as I always like to say, or a runs a alum, has been able to go down there and do out of the bullpen for them is really giving them a left-handed person to come out and get a lot of left-handed hitters. And he's really starting to show the ability to get out right-handed hitters. And so just really proud of some of the efforts that those guys are putting forward to get better and hopefully get us prepared better to play in the MIAA. That's probably the one thing different about this year is a lot of schools in the RMAC don't go play summer ball well. I'd probably say that most of these guys, their opponents are MIAA guys. And so that'll help with some little familiarity down the road, but it'll also help our guys understand how just important summer ball is going to be in the future.
Doug and Daddy show on this Tuesday. We've got Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Mr. Maverick says, Marty Fish is the best American men's tennis player. I think a man's name says a lot about him. Okay, Maverick.
Well put.
I'd be 10th in the world at anything.
Oh, I mean,
hey, why not? And he's getting better. That's the one thing that we're seeing right there. Also, Nebraska picks up a big commit the last 24 hours here in Johnny Stanton, a quarterback that everybody, I guess, wanted. He's the 13th member of the class of 2013. And Nebraska didn't beat out Toledo, Indiana, and Southern Miss for this kid. They beat out Wisconsin, Oregon, Oregon State, UCLA, among others. He went to the ESPN Nike Elite 11 camp, 6'2", 225 out of California. Everything, every site I'm looking at, thumbs up for this kid. So, I don't know. Tommy Armstrong's in. Then the next year you've got this kid in Stanton, and that should make most folks happy if, again, as always, they pan out. Then we go back to baseball. Nebraska's losing a pitcher. So we bring in a talented quarterback. We lose pitcher John Keller, who has tweeted he's going to Tampa to play at the University of Tampa. And so Huskers losing a decent arm there. They're bringing in, it looks like, a good arm and maybe a different style quarterback this time.
You know, I looked him up and saw, you know, I think he's everything, you know, that the Huskers are looking for. The only thing that I would caution with that is it is July. It is a long time until signing date, and these verbal commitments always seem to be a little sketchy to begin with. And like you said, when you're going up against the Toledos and whatnot, that's one thing. But, you know, I think a lot will depend on how well the Huskers do this year. I think if you start to see them struggle offensively and they don't kind of – and Tim Beck continues to – kind of play that vanilla offense, then, you know, that the schools that are those schools don't give up. Just because commit, those schools aren't going to give up. And so with UCLA having a new coach and Wisconsin always looking for a new quarterback, one of those things is let's get him in the barn and see what he can do, because he's a kid that you're going to have. I mean, he's on your board as a yes. He's on the big recruiting board, I'm sure, in the Husker offices as a yes, but he's still getting his phone call a week. He's still getting, you know, you're still going to see a lot of attention paid to him to make sure that you get him, because if he's as good as they say, those schools are just going to ramp up their efforts even more.
Last year, Santa Margarita Catholic. Interesting. I don't know St. Margarita, but hey, I know there's a lot of people out there that probably are a fan of St. Margarita. Threw for 2,439 yards, 13 touchdowns, 8 picks, ran for 1,528 yards and 25 touchdowns. Accounted for 38 touchdowns for his school. Now, obviously, Catholic school, different division, but they won the Pac-5 title and the CIF, California State D1 title. Very, very good, playing at one of the best programs in Southern California, according to the analysts. Let's take a break, but before we do, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. All-Star Game tonight. You've been to an All-Star Game.
Yes, I have.
Back when you were just a teeny day.
Back when I was real young.
It was just early afternoon during the Damon Day career. 1981, Cleveland Stadium in Cleveland. Call now, 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. The winner always gets a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. The final score that year, the National League won 5-4. It is the largest crowd ever. Did you have great seats, or were you up there where you were supposed to be?
I had great seats. My grandfather was an usher.
Oh, that is so awesome. In that game, the National League scored 5 runs, all of them on home runs. Name any player that hit a home run for the National League in the 1981 All-Star Game. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brian.
Brian, any player that hit a home run for the National League in the 1981 All-Star Game?
How about Mike Smith?
I'm back, and he goes deep. Mike Schmidt is correct. That is outstanding. I thought this might take forever to get. Right out of the gate, just like a Timmy Collins pitch to Prince Fielder, it's out of here. And you got a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. I'll tell you what, can you name one of the other two? I'm going to keep throwing in prizes if you can get them. You know either of the other two?
That was just a shot in the dark there. I don't really know anybody else to even guess.
Mike Schmidt's 2-run home run in the 8th inning was the game winner for the National League. Gary Carter hit 2, and Dave Parker hit a solo shot in the game as well. Hang on the line, and Jeff will get you set up, and thanks for calling. Congratulations.
Thanks, Doug.
We'll take a break and be back to wrap it up. I'm still shocked. After this on the Doug and Daddy Show, I had all these questions. Back after this.
When has buying a battery ever been an act of charity? This July at Napa, get up to a $25 mail-in rebate on Napa battery starters and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you get something back at your local Napa.
Napa know-how.
Show you care. Buy a battery. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, expire 7/31/12. See store for details.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 9th through the 12th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2012 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Recently, Joey Chestnut set a personal best with eating 67 hot dogs. Heck, that's only 10 in dog waiters. The question is, how many Trotman's quarter pound dogs can you pound down? The 6th annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest is Friday the 13th at Kearney's Hilltop Mall. And the coveted golden bucket is on the line. To be considered for entry, drop an email to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or text ESPN Superstation to 90210.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a spotty chance for a shower storm later today as well. Most of the area stays dry, though, with a high at 88 with a light northeast wind. Tonight we'll head back to 64 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
No, we're not previewing Wisconsin tomorrow, just because you're jumping around. Big Ten preview, though, does continue tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. New team every day. Postal Chuck says our trivia is just like when Daddy was given the questions. I know, Postal. I know. I can't believe it. I am shocked. I am absolutely shocked. Match play golf going on at Awori. They are all through 13 holes. Jane Pullman has a 2-up lead over Shelby Stone. The matchup of the day, Michaela Anderson, who won the stroke play last month at Kearney Country Club, is all square with Susan Marchese. Elizabeth Lydiot of Kearney, 4-up in her match, and J.C. Weaver, 1-up in her match over Caitlin Wright through 13 holes today. Cox Classic. Oh, how about the guy that played in the Cox Classic we've had on the show before, John Hurley, playing in the John Deere Classic on the PGA Tour because he was able to get in on the Monday qualifier yesterday. Finished birdie, eagle, 665. So he grabbed one of the four spots for the John Deere Classic that tees up in Silvis, Illinois this weekend. And, of course, I'll have to go look at the tee times when they post them this afternoon because you know he's in one of the first groups or one of the last groups. Who? John who? The Cox Classics, Nate Lashley gets in, and Richard Turga of Miami of Florida are the sponsors exemptions. Nate Lashley was the one that got the short end of the stick last year because they gave it to Nate Lashley and Blake Trimble, and there were two Blake Trimbles on tour. So since they both had status and showed up, they had to say, Nate, sorry, but both the Blake Trimbles got in. And so they're trying to make it up to him this year. Are there other famous Damon Days?
I don't believe so. And I'm definitely not qualifying for the Cox Classic or the John Deere. I have played the course in Silvis, Illinois. I have played the John Deere course where they're playing.
Have you?
Yeah.
And?
It's not very difficult.
Wow. Wow.
Not that wow. I could play it. Not that I could play it under the conditions of that, but it is a score. What was it, 26 under last year Stricker won it at?
Well, in one day, they shot a 59 and a 60. So.
Yeah. You can get a little left and right and everything else under the sun out there.
It's a little more Duda friendly.
Yeah.
That would be excellent. How is your golf game, by the way?
Golf game's doing all right. You know, went through a swing change. You know, I took a note from Tiger's book and went through. I used to have a nice cut, but tried to come out and hit some booming draws this year. So finally kind of got that under control a little bit. But, man, do I love the golf.
I know.
I love watching it, too. I just, you know, it's probably my one vice in life is golf. So I definitely enjoy that.
I go through swing changes about every other hole.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at the end of the day, that's probably the more true definite. I don't know. It kind of more just depends how you feel that day.
Folks, you can keep up to date on a lot going on. We've got the All-Star Games that continue here. The coaches are coming up in a couple of weeks. And the hot dog contest, again, we want to remind you, is on Friday. Please send your emails in so we can get you into the hot dog contest Friday at 11 at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, the annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, the gold bucket, the hugest trophy. There's a word, the hugest. The largest trophy given out in Central Nebraska will also be given to the winner, plus some great prizes. Email the show, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank Brian Barnhart, voice of the Fighting Illini, joining us on the show today. And Damon, as always, thanks for your knowledge and expertise.
Oh, I don't know if there's any expertise there. I'll throw some knowledge at you.
Tomorrow, another football program preview, and Scott Gucheski will join us as well. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.